Unit 5. Reading. Two inspiring fundraisers. Exercise 2.
Have you ever noticed whenever there's a natural disaster, people respond by donating time and money? But some people dedicate their lives to helping others. Here are two examples. Felicity Marks spent 4 months teaching children at the Street Academy School in Accra, Ghana. She wanted to do more to help the city's children, so she started a charity called the Street Academy Annex Project. The Street Academy offers free education to children aged 8 to 18, as well as books and meals. But the building is a small wooden hut and it has only got one classroom. The aim of the project is to build a school with 4 rooms and better facilities. Her charity has organised quiz nights and it has sold cakes and done sponsored walks and skydives. So far, the school has bought the land for the new building. When it has raised enough money, it can start construction. Maria Schoenfeld is the co-founder of a charity called Ecosia. The aim of Ecosia is to develop the creativity and confidence of deprived children around the world. They also learn about cooperation and teamwork. Ecosia has organised a filmmaking project for children in Ghana every year since 2009. It has set up similar projects in Mexico and Mongolia. The charity has organised fundraising dinners, music festivals and sports tournaments. It has also used platforms like Kickstarter to collect money online. Maria is passionate about helping children and believes that the sky is the limit for Ecosia.